Obama reiterated earlier today, we are ready to act. In plain sight, Russia continues to fund, coordinate, and fuel a heavily armed separatist movement in Donetsk. If Russia continues in this direction, it will not just be a grave mistake, it will be an expensive mistake.
John Kerry unloads on Russia, but to what end? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we race into and through another weekend here across this great country, your mind has to kind of roam over to a couple of things, like the fact that we are nearing the end of Afghanistan. There is no deal in place with Hamid, show me the Benjamins, Karzai. So troop production could be really well below 10,000. And yet, are we teetering on the verge of something even more sinister in Russia, or concerning Russia, really the Ukraine? Do you think there is a scenario where the United States goes to war with Russia? Or is this just posturing and more of the same moves back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? Because I think no matter what John Kerry says, if I'm Putin, I am not at all threatened by the United States. In fact, Putin warns of consequences as the Ukraine is stepping up their offensive. And Putin puts it on the laps of the United States, if you will, saying that they're spreading the problems and that the Ukraine, he warned the Ukraine against continuing anti-separatist offensives after government troops killed five rebels and prompted Russia's military pretty much to start those new drills on the border. So it's not looking good. Can we get to May 25th? Can we get there? The Ukrainian Interior Minister and army troops destroyed three roadblocks. They fought the pro-Russian separatists in Donetsk, which you heard Kerry mention there. Russia's latest drills are a response to some of what's happened in the Ukraine involving warplanes near the border. This is the bottom line. I mean, listen, the Ukrainians are falling apart. The International Monetary Fund loan, the bonds fell, right, after a little rally. So you're talking about a $17 billion bailout that might get board approval on April 30th, which is next week. The Ukraine is at risk of a foreign invasion, a civil war, or maybe everything colliding at once. And they say this is very similar, if you think about it, to something similar that happened in Yugoslavia. So Ukrainian troops repelled an attack of about 70 gunmen on a military base north of Donetsk during the night. But they might have had a few successful operations, but they're drowning in debt, and there are some serious economic questions, and there's some serious political questions surrounding the Ukraine. The U.S. has been preparing for the prospect of further sanctions against Russia. We know that. The president in Japan said from Tokyo that Russia has yet to act in the spirit or the letter of the Geneva Agreement. And this is the president. And if there is no progress in the coming days, we will follow through. What does that mean? We will follow through. And he said all that's required is some technical work and coordination with the allies. And, of course, we're part of the sanctions already that are there after Russia annexed Crimea from the Ukraine last month. So are investors and money really fleeing Russia? Is that what's happening here? And the Europeans need the gas from Russia. So they're concerned about it. And the president did say there won't be a military solution to the confrontation, and keeps holding out the hope that diplomacy is going to work, that there's always the possibility that Russia tomorrow or the next day takes a different course. Do you think that's what's going to happen? Is Putin bipolar? Is it most likely that he is going to keep pushing what he's pushing? I think that's what's going to happen here. I don't see him backing off. I don't see that. He loves this. He is living for this. Are you kidding me? I want to know who all the advisors are around the president. Who's strong when it comes to Russian politics? Because I don't think that they're really reading the tea leaves correctly when it comes to what's happening in Russia, in Kiev, and what's going on with Putin, who I think is just going to pummel the rest of the Ukraine, no matter what happens with sanctions. I don't think so. I think he's just going to keep on pushing. All right, we're going to keep on pushing here in America tonight. We're going to tell you what most people think of the Republican and the Democratic Party, according to a new survey. Also, Jeb Bush gets a standing ovation in New York City. And Hillary Clinton had to soften her image. There was a wild memo that came out last weekend, specifically pointing to Hillary and saying, people think you're too smart, too businessy, not maternal enough. So Chelsea Clinton's pregnancy and subsequently child, does that help? That's the big burning question for the last 2 weeks. Does this help Hillary Clinton get elected? And can they really be serious with this Jeb Bush stuff? Not that he's not a nice guy, but can they really think that he can win and run, and there would be another Bush family member that would be the president of the United States? Wow, that would be some kind of record, wouldn't it? But I think it's highly, highly unlikely that that would happen. It's tempting to him, and the conversation is interesting. But boy, that Republican ticket better be very strong. Almost bulletproof, you might say, in a different way. Because they can't risk it. I mean, they can't risk it if they're serious about getting elected. They can't risk it this time around. And just kind of leave it to the winds and see who falls out. Mm-mm. No. I don't think that would work. Also coming up in this hour of America tonight, you're going to be blown away by this conversation we're going to have with Colin Goddard, who was almost killed at Virginia Tech in 2007. He survived the massacre, and he travels around the country talking about, really, gun safety, training, and background checks more than anything else. So hang with us here in America tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Waltzing Matilda is a song about an Australian hobo, I guess you'd call him. He wanders through the bushland of Australia and he takes all his meagre belongings wrapped up in an old blanket, which is strung across his shoulders with an old piece of twine. And this is called his swag, hence the name Swagman. Now, affectionately or otherwise, he refers to this swag as Matilda. It's like his only companion, and as he wanders through the bush tracks, he finds himself talking to it as if it's a real person. So the term Waltzing Matilda has nothing to do with dancing at all. It means, in fact, carrying this thing on your back through the long, lonely stretches of the Australian bush. A couple of other terms quickly. Pay attention because I will be asking questions afterwards about this. A couple of other terms. A billabong is a pool of deep water. A billy is a little tin can they boil the tea in. A jumbuck is a sheep. A tucker bag is a bag for carrying tucker. food bag is a tucker is food. It's a food bag, sorry, like a knapsack. What else? The squatter is the big landowner. That's enough, let's get on with the song. Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Then down came a jumbuck to drink at that billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee, and he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
This is to honor our friends in Australia, friends of America. Tonight it is Anzac Day. It is a national day of remembrance in Australia and New Zealand. It commemorates all Australians and New Zealanders who served and died in all wars, conflicts, and even they throw in peacekeeping. But here's the thing that's here's the thing that's interesting. What is Anzac? Does anyone know what that is? Do, 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 do. And if Jack Down Under wants to chime in, do not. It's not fair because you know what it is. Do, do. So, Anisec, that's what it is, Anisec. It's the National Day of Remembrance, like I said, in Australia and New Zealand, commemorating the people who served. It is a biscuit a sweet biscuit popular in those two countries. You roll oats, flour, coconut, sugar, butter, golden syrup, and you bake this thing, and it is, you throw in some baking soda, boiling water, and it's, that's what it is. And it also, but this is kind of cool. So, it's been claimed, I guess, in the past, I was looking up some information on this, that the biscuits were sent by wives to soldiers abroad because they don't spoil easily, so they kept during the transportation. And now, of course, they manufacture them all over the place. And they were issued to the soldiers by the army, and they were wafers, they called them wafers or tiles or other things to differentiate them from some of the other things that were harder. It was very, very, very popular. So how about that? And it goes along with the day, too. I think that is very, very cool. All right, I said I would mention this, so hats off to the Australians and the New Zealanders who serve, like our pal Jack Down Under. I mentioned this at the top of the show, I think, when we're talking about mixing in the politics of the day. You know, it's Hillary Clinton. What's going to happen with Hillary Clinton? Is she going to decide? What is she going to decide? And da 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 da. She is the buzz in the backyard, whether you can't stand Hillary Clinton or you like Hillary Clinton or you really have no opinion. Her name is everywhere. Any story is just blown up beyond anything you could possibly imagine. I just read something today where she's projected to live to 86. And then there was this story about Hillary Clinton where it was in the Christian Science Monitor. Oh, I used to always read that newspaper. They have the best foreign news. I'm serious. It's some of the best writers of just foreign news, the Christian Science Monitor. And so they asked the question, they did a story of, did Hillary Clinton accomplish anything as Secretary of State? The question is big because this is what's being discussed, looking at what she did in her time there. And there was a press briefing where Jen Psaki announced that the 2014 edition of what they call the Quadrennial Diplomacy and Development Review is underway. So it was natural to ask the question off the top of your head, can you identify one tangible achievement that the last QDDR resulted in? And she said, no, not really. She punted it, basically, because that would be when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. And under Clinton, it was more about trade and also concerns of women into state policy and establishing some new bureaus when she, you know, within the department, including a Bureau for Counterterrorism. So I think this whole Hillary 2016 for president, one of the things that would be examined is, how did she do as Secretary of State? Was there, you know, what worked, or what was it that she did that is memorable? And they're asking the question there, saying that they're doing the review right now, but obviously they're not coming up with some great answers, because to say, yeah, no, not really, it can be pretty damaging, I would say. So is it any wonder that 53% of us think neither political party represents the American people? Do you think that's true? Neither party, the Republicans or the Democrats, neither one really represent what we're about. This is a Rasmussen poll that showed that, saying that voters continued to believe that Democrats actually have more of a plan for the future than Republicans do, but most people say neither party really represents them. 53 is a high number. And that's up 6 points from 47 last October, so that's not good. There's agreement here that we're not going in the right direction, pretty much. And it was a survey of a handful of people, which, you know, this is the deal. There's something about polls, or why would we even bother with polls? We wouldn't even pay attention to them. And this poll showed that. This poll showed that people are tired of the same old, because they feel as though nothing's really getting done. And it's the younger voter that's going to be interesting. What they don't really think that any party represents them. And men are even more skeptical than women when you talk about the voting bloc. Conservative voters are more likely to believe the GOP has a plan for where it wants to take the nation. You know, if you think that Obama had a lock on the presidency for two terms, and economically, where do we end up? That's when you start to know if there's going to be a switch, party-wise anyway. And there might be. There might be. The independents are really have to be heavily on the radar, of Rentz Priebus, the Republican Party chair, because those are the votes that they need to get. Those are the votes that are right in the middle that could go either way. And Biker points out women voted for Obama. So this time around, do the women vote for, especially with more single women and less women getting married, do they vote for Hillary Clinton and say, okay, this is about female power and getting a woman in, and she has a recognizable name. So that's the other thing. People who just vote because they know who she is, they know her name. And believe it or not, that happens. There's something about pushing someone's name out, and they hear it enough and enough and enough and enough, and that may just be partially what pushes her over the top. And yeah, then there's who is the candidate going to be? Jeb Bush getting that standing ovation in New York City. People are starting to see his name pop up a lot. So they're recognizing him, paying attention to what he's doing. He's getting more coverage. He schmoozes the GOP bigwigs. He's promising a push for 2016. So some people think he'd be a really strong candidate. I don't know. Colin Goddard next on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This obviously a lot of you sent me emails and have been ringing the phones off the hook talking about Governor Deal signing really a wide-ranging gun bill into law the other day that has a lot of people really upset at what this will mean to Georgia and maybe some other places. And then, of course, there's proponents who say this is terrific, guns everywhere, this is going to help you. If something should happen, somebody might have your back. Well, we are very pleased to welcome to the show Colin Goddard. You might remember his name. He was a survivor of the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting, and he now works with a group that is called Every Town for Gun Safety. And it's I'll tell you, it's interesting what's happened in just the last couple of years when we've talked about this here on America Tonight and when we've gone to Washington and taken really this to you, the people listening to ATN. Hey, Colin, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, first of all, your reaction when you heard what happened in Georgia?
Well, we were following what was going on in Georgia really the whole session. You know, we knew there was an omnibus gun bill that was going to try to be passed this year. We knew it was kind of carried over from last year as it got stalled out. But this year there was a lot of other provisions added to what was discussed last year that we hadn't seen before. I mean, as you mentioned, it expanded where people could carry guns in all the places, churches, bars, government buildings, parts of the airport. And there was a lot of discussion around the media, but there was one part that actually our lawyers noticed that was only a really small change to the current Georgia code that actually dealt with the Stand Your Ground law that Georgia has. And what it did was it removed some of the groups of people who couldn't claim Stand Your Ground before. And it was really alarming because it actually, the bill is called the Safe Carry Protection Act, but this bill actually now allows people who shoot and kill somebody with an illegal gun in the first place to say, hey, I felt threatened, and avoid criminal prosecution under the stand your ground defense. So this expands stand your ground to felons and people with illegal firearms. And so we were looking to fill, and HIPAA had a lot of problems. And so we tried to get Georgia Voices, Georgia folks together to say, hey, this is something that is not good for our state. And unfortunately, you know, what came together too little too late, and try to get the media just talking about it in generally, and unfortunately this kind of piped in a little too late until we had the governor sign it, I think it was yesterday or today. And so, and we've always been trying to raise the issue and raise some of the dangerousness of what this bill was going to do. And I guess we're just going to have to, unfortunately, wait and see how it all pans out. But, you know, some of the stuff was passed without a lot of people in the state of Georgia knowing what was in it. And, you know, it was our job to try to raise awareness. And I think it was just, you know, we're starting with a ground game of really very little. But we put up a good fight. I think a lot of legislators in the state capitol were kind of shocked to see how many folks were in their offices every single day. But, you know, the gun industry and the gun lobby have had the field to themselves largely in Georgia for many, many years. And so the first year of a kind of coordinated, organized opposition, you know, still didn't succeed in the goal of stopping this dangerous piece of legislation. But we did get a lot more people organized, a lot more people involved in this issue and realizing that, hey, this is something that's happening under their noses. They need to pay attention to it as the years go on.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the lawyers digging that up, as you said, nobody's talking about that. The stand your ground, the big change, wiping away some of what was there before is scary with the illegal guns and whatnot. And I wonder if, and certainly we're going to talk about that, I wonder if this would change some people's minds about the Safe Carry Protection Act in Georgia. Is your fear that this could spread to other states, that other states will do the same thing?
Yeah, basically. You know, we know that states have done parts of what the Georgia bill has done this year, kind of in small pieces. Georgia's bill was really the first time it ever really came together in one giant bill. And so, you know, I think because there were so many pieces in it, not every piece was really fleshed out and had its time in the sunlight, if you would. And so, you know, I think it's dangerous now that this has become precedent, you know, and other states will see this and think they can do the same similar thing. You know, when the vast majority of people in that state, if you poll a lot of these issues, are opposed to it. So, you know, it's really onus is on building the grassroots movement to counterbalance and to have legislators kind of reevaluate their decision making when it comes to the time to vote on a piece of gun legislation like this to say, hey, look, you know, let's talk about how can we save the most number of lives with this bill, and how can we reduce the number of gun deaths and injuries? And I think, you know, I hope Georgia's bill here doesn't set a bad precedent for other states.
Colin, you know this, that what some people would say, and you were there at Virginia Tech, as I said, you were a survivor of what happened there. There are a lot of people that would say, well, listen, if on schools and in college campuses and at schools, elementary schools and high schools, if somebody's armed, if you have people that are armed, that's a chance to immediately take down the person who has a gun and is shooting wildly all over the place. What do you say to that when people say that to you, as you were someone in that situation?
My simplest response is, look, we're not going to shoot our way out of our problem with shootings in America, right? The idea that if we only had more guns in more places of our country, we'd all become a safer place. Then the United States of America, the country that already allows guns in more places than any other country in the world, would already be the safest place in the world. And we're not. We actually have the biggest problem of gun deaths and injuries and suicides than any other modern industrialized country with high levels of gun ownership. I don't quite understand how many more millions, you know, we have 300 million guns in circulation already. I don't know how many more is needed before everything becomes safer for everybody. I just don't quite follow the logic of that argument. But I understand people are afraid, and I get that, you know. And I share with that fear, because I know that we don't even do something as simple as requiring a background check before somebody buys a gun in the first place. That's why I think our first step should be is to make sure that we do a legitimate job making sure people who are buying guns can legally do so. And the way we do that in America is with a 90-second background check. You know, I've heard so many times, you know, guns don't kill people, Colin. It's people that kill people. You know, you change the gun for a hammer. And I'm like, look, I get that, right? So if you agree with that, then you've got to agree with me that we should be checking those people. Background checks is not gun control. Background checks is people control, right? We don't do the background check on the gun. We do the background check on the person buying it. And in my mind, responsible gun policies like a background check is something that is the first step that we should take if we're trying to keep people safe in America. But the fact that we don't do this on across the board is really atrocious.
Yeah, I talk about background checks all the time. I absolutely agree with you there. When Virginia Tech happened to you, did all of a sudden after that, as you rehabbed and whatnot, did you decide you were going to learn more about guns? You were going to learn about the culture. You were going to learn about what's happening in America. What drove you into the situation you're in now?
Well, I think anytime somebody has horribly traumatic experience happen in their lives, it turns everything upside down. You kind of naturally get left with trying to find the answers to why and to how. And so I think a lot of people go down that road, for all the things that they go through in life. And certainly I did as well, trying to figure out, how did this day come about? Who was this person who did this horrible crime? How did they put a gun in their hand in the first place? I was like most Americans before the shooting in 2007. I thought that we did everything we could to keep guns away from dangerous people. I thought you had to register your gun. I thought you had to do all this stuff. And afterwards was frankly shocked to learn that the background check is not even something we do across the board. That was so alarming to me, And so I learned that. And then I also started to see that whenever somebody talked about guns in the kind of political spheres in America, it was something considered, dead on arrival, not going to happen. The NRA is the one who writes these laws, and that's it. And I saw the issue so stuck, and I didn't quite understand that something as common sense as a background check wouldn't be something everybody agreed upon. And so, learning what I did there and just continuing to see mass shootings happen to other people and seemingly nothing get done about it, I just couldn't stop and just keep watching it happen. I had to actively do something about it, and it was trying to take a really bad experience in my life and put it towards something positive, so hopefully somebody else becomes less likely to experience that same horrible shooting.
Yeah. Tell us about Every Town for Gun Safety.
It's a new umbrella organization that brings together Mayors Against Illegal Guns, the bipartisan coalition of mayors from across the country, and the grassroots movement Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, together under one big umbrella. They were separate groups before, the moms and the mayors, and now with Every Town, it brings them in. And also people who aren't moms and mayors also have now a place. It's easy for them in Every Town for Gun Safety. But we are not here to take all guns out of America, despite, what people say. We just had a small event at Purdue last night with a lot of people, gun owners came up and afterwards and they said, look, I thought you were going to come in here saying no one should have guns. You didn't believe in the Second Amendment. But what you were talking about, background checks, training, things like that, that makes sense. That's just, I support that. Those gun owners, NRA members telling me that. And, so much of the discussion on this issue, is kept black and white by the media because they try to keep things very simple for people. And in reality, there's a lot of the middle ground gray area that most Americans agree on. And so Every Town is an attempt to try to bring people together to have that discussion about the middle ground policies that you can actually respect the Second Amendment and also keep guns out of the hands of the dangerous people to begin with. So that's the conversation that Every Town for Gun Safety was born to have, and that's what we're having now when we launch with other organizations and we go around the country.
Colin Goddard, well said. Continued success with that. Keep preaching it.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks, Colin.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. television. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tonight. You know, I say this all the time, but it's so true. We are pegging in the red when it comes to mail on this show. We get so much mail every day. One of my first duties is to clean out the mailbag. So bravo to all of you who are downloading the show at GZN.com, listening to us live, thinking about things that we talked about. Sometimes you're chiming in, sometimes you're thinking about it and sending the emails. So without further ado, let's go and check some of them.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Sam. Sam, I am. And he says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this study, but there was a study that was done about the brain, and it's Alzheimer's Month, and I suppose that's why it came out. And they're talking about regular exercise prevents the brain from shrinking. I think it's true. Less people are exercising now more than ever. I noticed this in my own neighborhood. It used to be people were on bikes, people were walking, people were jogging. And we still have that, but not as many people. If you think back to the exercise craze of the 70s, 80s, and even the 90s, it sure is different today, and I blame that somewhat on technology. What do you think? I think that people are squeezed for time, but then if you're squeezed for time, you got to find a way to squeeze it in. You got to, I think you, and I'm doing this myself, you got to find something you can dump out that you can focus on something where you're walking the dog, you're getting 40 minutes, 45 minutes, you're getting, you know, however much time. But some sort of exercise. It makes sense that if you exercise, you have a better shot, I guess, from this brain thing. I mean, this is unscientific. This was in the what Sam's referring to was a story. In fact, we talked about it earlier in America Tonight. That was in one of the UK rags, but I mean, they're just trying to do a lot of studies on the brain because it's so sad with Alzheimer's and dementia. It's so rough on the families and the person themselves. They're not what they were, and it's really tough. It's really, really, really tough. So I think, yeah, if you can squeeze in exercise. You know what people are doing? A lot of people do yoga. Yoga is huge. I mean, I don't get it. The whole yoga thing, yoga is not for me. If you going out and hitting tennis balls or jumping on the bike or walking the dog, I'm not criticizing anyone who does yoga, but that's just not my deal. I do know several people who do yoga, and they're in great shape. I mean, they are in great shape. One guy is almost 60, and he looks like he's 40. And the woman I know that does it, same thing, boy, she is so fit, and they're both obsessed with yoga. So maybe there is something about it. But I don't know. Are people exercising less, and is there a way to exercise more? Put down the iPhone. Put down the games, right? Put down tweeting and Instagramming and everything else that takes up so much time. By the way, if you want to join us on Twitter, you always can. Go to AmericaTonight.net, and you can link up with us on Facebook and Twitter that way. Especially, I'll tell you, we're having a lot of fun on Facebook and on Twitter lately. Cop being sarcastic. Everyone hike 55 miles after the show. But Cop is from Jersey. I mean, come on, Cop. In New Jersey. You just run around the block a couple of times. That's what we did, right? Flashlight tag. Well, there is a difference if you talk about kids, because when you're... Now I'm veering off the emails, but when you're a kid... I don't understand kids now. When we were a kid, you had to drag us into the house. It would be pitch dark before we came in. We rode bikes. We did skateboards. We ran around all over the place. We played flashlight tag. I mean... You know, come on. We did. We were so super active. And I guess, you know, you just have to decide. So somehow you got to figure out, you know, you got to figure out how to get up and to get active. What was it Jerry Seinfeld said? Baloney, that people don't have any time, that they would just spend less of it on the couch. Something like that. But, you know. All right, let's move to this one. I could talk about this all day long. Let's move to this one. This one from... Hank, who says, Kate, boy, oh boy, I am, like so many of your other listeners, sick of this whole situation in the Ukraine. Call it what it is. The U.S. just punked out on the Ukrainians. If we were going to help them in any way, delaying, delaying, delaying does nothing. And ultimately, if there are bigger threats economically to Russia and we completely squeeze them off, what does that mean for the United States and its allies? So all the way around, this whole thing got out of hand right from the very beginning. The violence, the troops, all of that, and the fact that the sanctions were so weak. It reminds me of what happened in Iran, remember, originally, and how... Ahmadinejad would just laugh in our faces at the silly sanctions. Yeah, kind of a good comparison, different situation on why, but Ahmadinejad was never worried about it. See, now that's what the difference was with the new prime minister, or the new president, rather, I should say, the new president of Iran, Rouhani, even though I think he hoodwinked us, because Iran was really feeling the heat with the sanctions, he gave in. But that didn't happen with Ahmadinejad. So, yeah, there is something to that. I mean, I agree. If you're either all in or you're... There's no... I don't know. There's just no gray area here in the Ukraine, and we've made it gray, and that made it that much harder. So you hear these headlines like, Ukraine is tense, the Ukraine is tense, Russia launches a military drills, and activists are dying in the clashes, and you see all of these roadblocks, the blockades that are up, and, I mean, Russia's distracting, and... They're trying to destabilize the Ukraine, and they're doing a job of it. You know, they're doing a good job of it. So, you know, there you go. Let's see. Let's veer in a different direction here. This one is from Jake, listening to us in Austin, emails us all the time. And Jake says, wow, I heard you say something about the Republicans and narrowing down the list of cities that they were going to hold the convention. I say, bravo, if they hold it in Dallas. You're all over this. America Tonight is right there. So I can only imagine how huge that would be for the show, just to walk down the street to cover what's going on at the convention. But do you think they'll really pick it over Vegas? I don't know. Vegas is tempting because Vegas has the rooms. I mean, how many rooms do they have in Vegas compared to Dallas? Dallas holds huge conventions, though. I mean, they've done it before. Could they do a presidential convention? Of course they could do it. You know, they just did the Super Bowl. So the answer is yes. If you look at Vegas and you look at Dallas, they both have brutal weather in common, but it'd be end of August, beginning of September. I don't know, it'd be a big boost to either place. Either one of those cities would want it because they know what that means. All right, here's one from Nancy who says, thumbs down in Georgia. What a bunch of rednecks when it comes to guns. Really? Guns in bars, Kate? Come on, think about it. You've probably had your share of bars in your college years. Can you imagine the people that are drunk idiots and then they're armed? You think anyone gets shot in a bar? This is like opening up the Wild West. That governor is a moron in Georgia. Woo! Nancy taking a swing at the Georgia peaches. And then we move to, it's interesting, the other side of that, from Andy, who says Georgia was smart to do what they did when it comes to guns. Let's broaden this baby out. Let's get people using, understanding, and qualifying themselves to use the guns properly. I think it makes you that much safer. Kate, be honest. If you were in a mall and someone opened fire, would you prefer someone behind you took down the culprit who was trying to shoot you in the crossfire? Well, of course, the answer to that would be yes. If somebody could protect me and I didn't have a gun and that happened, of course I would say yes to that. I mean, there are some things that have to be considered here in Georgia, as with any situation with a law like this, which is now broadened out, they'll have to work out a lot of the kinks in it. That's for sure. And it's started a national debate. All right, thanks to all of you who listened and emailed America Tonight.
Time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.